Hey, everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
All right, I want to show you all the awkward comment that Donald Trump made about J.D. Vance's weight, his weight loss journey, in front of the entire room at a White House Easter lunch. This is actually a perfect opportunity to present to you all the theory that I've talked about on this channel over and over, and it's that Donald Trump is very clearly not fully behind J.D. Vance in 2028. I'll take it a step further than that. I think Donald Trump, very, very deep down, prefers Marco Rubio to J.D. Vance in 2028, and there are so many indicators of this. The way that Donald Trump leans on Marco Rubio for more foreign policy, well, listen, he's a Secretary of State, but the way that Donald Trump has cut J.D. Vance out a lot of these conversations and only talked to Marco Rubio. Marco Rubio is the one that Donald Trump seems to be leaning on in regards to foreign policy entirely. J.D. Vance has been pushed off to the side. Donald Trump has been asked about 3 to 4 times now if he plans on endorsing J.D. Vance, or if he will endorse J.D. Vance, he will not do it. He will not endorse J.D. Vance. In fact, after Marco Rubio gave a decent speech in his eyes in Munich, Donald Trump spent days raving about how this was a good speech from Marco Rubio without mentioning J.D. Vance much. So the reality is J.D. Vance, due to name recognition, will be in the lead in 2028. The reality is J.D. Vance will have a very, very good shot. He will likely be the nominee just due to the simple fact that this name recognition will carry him over. But listen, he is a black hole of charisma, and if Donald Trump did decide to withhold his endorsement of J.D. Vance, I think there is a very real chance that Marco Rubio could come in and swipe J.D.'s spot, or his presumed spot, as the next candidate for the Republican Party. And none of this is like an endorsement of Marco Rubio. Obviously, I don't like Marco Rubio either, but I just see him as somebody who's more sophisticated and professional than J.D. Vance by a degree of 100. But let's break down these Donald Trump clips because they get more and more bizarre as they go on. I want to start off with this one where Donald Trump just straight up admits that we may have to cut a little bit of daycare, a little bit of Medicaid, a little bit of Medicare. He essentially says they're just not as important as funding the military. Are we kidding here?
And I actually said to them, I said to Russell, don't send any money for daycare, because the United States can't take care of daycare. That has to be up to a state. We can't take care of daycare. We're a big country. We have 50 states. We have all these other people. We're fighting wars. We can't take care of daycare. You got to let a state.
Wait a minute. He just said, we're fighting wars. We can't take care of daycare. This is the winning message about 7 months away from the midterms, Republicans. Please double down on this. We can't take care of daycare. We have wars to fight. Are we serious here?
They take care of daycare, and they should pay for it, too. They should pay. They have to raise their taxes, but they should pay for it. And we could lower our taxes a little bit to them to make up. But it's not possible for us to take care of daycare. Medicaid, Medicare, all these individual things, they can do it on a state basis. You can't do it on a federal. We have to take care of one thing, military protection. We have to guard the country.
One thing? That's all you have to take care of is military protection? Trump is focused on one thing, depending on what day it is. 1 year ago, that one thing we had to focus on was tariffs. That's the most important thing. Now, it's the military, just because we're in a fight that Donald Trump is losing. I can't believe he's just openly saying, you know, we may have to make cuts. We want to prioritize the military over daycare.
But all these little things, all these little scams that have taken place, you have to let states take care of them, Russell, and you have to do it. Linda McMahon, she's done such a great job. She's moved education back to the states.
I mean, listen, when they announced this Easter lunch yesterday, they said it was going to be closed to the press. They said that press can't come in and record anything. Now, people are wondering, why are we getting recordings of this lunch? Are we supposed to see these recordings? And I'm assuming that Trump may have thought this was not really a highly televised thing, because he's saying openly that these little scams shouldn't be the focus of the federal government. He's calling daycare a scam. He then goes on an incredibly racist rant about Somali Americans. This is just the easiest. You know how Trump supporters are always like, prove Donald Trump's racist. Give me one example. And you can list about five examples and they don't actually buy it. This right here is exactly the example that you need. He's just calling a whole group of people based on race, low IQ, bad people.
Somalia is just terrible. A lot of people say it's the worst country anywhere in the world. They have no money, no nothing. They have no government. They have no police. They just shoot each other all day long. It's just pure bedlam. Probably the worst, most dangerous country. We have some beauties. They go to Minnesota, and they stole $19 billion.
The woman who was leading this was white. Her name is Amy, and she was white. It was a white woman.
$19 billion. And they're low IQ. Generally, I mean, I can generalize. They're low IQ people. They're bad people. They have 94% unemployment. In other words, they don't want to work.
Okay, so he just admitted right there that he's generalizing. He said, we can generalize a bit. We can generalize. They're low IQ, bad people. It's like he's talking about himself. What is he going to say next? They're all orange and they disrespect the Constitution on a daily basis. It's like he's talking about himself in this racist ass rant. Let me show you this clip of Donald Trump pointing out J.D. Vance's weight in the moment. I genuinely don't know if he knew he was on camera here, because he calls out J.D. Vance's weight in front of the entire room.
The White House, including Vice President J.D. Vance. I think J.D. is J.D. here? Where is J.D.? Yeah. Oh, J.D. He's lost weight. He got a little thinner, and I'm looking for a heavy set gentleman, and now I find a perfect looking specimen.
Dude, has Trump even seen JD in months? The way that Trump reacts to JD Vance in that clip, I want you to pay attention. He looks around, and then he goes, "Oh, JD!" It's like he's excited to see the guy. It's like it's the first time he's seen the guy in months. And then he goes, wow, JD's lost a lot of weight. Like, have you not seen your own vice president in months or something? Has it just been Marco Rubio and you?
The White House, including Vice President J.D. Vance. I think J.D. is J.D. here? Where is J.D.? Yeah. Oh, J.D. He's lost weight.
This dude has not seen J.D. Vance in months. I'm going to tell you right now, this dude has not seen J.D. Vance in months. He's surprised to see him. He's surprised to see how much weight his own vice president lost, and he's only been spending time with Marco Rubio, Stephen Miller, and the people around him. Only confirming my theory that Donald Trump doesn't really give a shit about J.D. Vance. I think if Trump knows one thing, he doesn't know much, but if he knows one thing, it's like who looks good on TV and who doesn't look good on TV. Who performs on TV, who doesn't. J.D. Vance is not a very captivating performer on TV, to say the least. Donald Trump then ends it off by talking about Charlie Kirk and Erica Kirk very briefly. Again, I will be on CNN Newsnight tonight at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central, so be there. Check this out.
Many, many years, and much of it has to do with a very good friend of mine, who a person that he loves so much is sitting right here. Charlie Kirk loved that woman right there. And he was so great, you know? He was so great. You know, I have people turn on me a lot. You do, too. We all have people that turn. I think a really big turn would be Erica. If Erica said, I'm not with Trump anymore. That would be a big turn, but I don't expect it. Turning point, but I don't expect it. I love that whole group. And the kids are good.
What is happening here? I love that whole group and the kids are good. He gave her a weird wink as if to say, you better not ever leave this movement. You better not ever turn on me. Like, I don't know if that was more of a threat or more of a jovial, hey, you're on my side, right? I think it was more of like a, you better not leave me. I'm gonna leave it there. If you appreciate these videos, drop a like, subscribe. I'll see you all in the next one. Peace out.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players' $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.